just don't have a good enough handle on whether we need some.
Okay, I'm getting a feel that from what I've heard so far, there's enough substantial proposed amendments in this bill, and we received the amendments, what, a day or two ago, and it...
After our hearing Monday, I asked Kathleen to work out some amendments, and she got them to us late yesterday afternoon. I distributed to some folks who I'd already talked about that I was...
Yeah.
Gina and I had a conversation yesterday morning. We talked about these amendments, and we got them a hard copy yesterday.
We scheduled last week for Monday and Friday on the bill, and this happens. What I'm going to do, and I'll tell you what I think I want to do, and what I'm going to do, is I don't think we're going to get any further in this hearing today until some very legal questions are answered. And I want to give especially the three members whose occupation deals with the law a little more time to work on this. So what I want to do, and I thank you for coming, I'm going to close the hearing on this, and I'm going to wait until I get some feedback from the rest of this committee as to their understanding of the bill before I have another hearing. Then we'll go into a hearing and possible work session. But I think we're going to spin our wheels on this until we have a little more time to work on the amendments. Now, unless you have...
Just let me flag three additional amendments, because this is only one of the three issues. The second one is pretty brief. It's based upon a specific exemption of the professional liability fund that is administered by the Oregon State Bar. That's right at the bottom of page one. And I think that's clearly the intent, and this just merely restates the intent, because the folks over at PLF get a little bit nervous when you start talking about all agencies, particularly in light of the more recent AG's opinion, where there's some doubt what the Oregon State Bar is for different purposes of different statutes. So I don't think that presents a problem to Mr. Snyder or his folks at all. The other two policy decisions relate to the responsibility of General Services Administration as an insurance-like body, primarily for state agencies. And the two policy issues I raise in those amendments are to bring in to the responsibility of General Services Administration the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund, which is now administered, I understand, by the Motor Vehicles Division, since that's an insurance-like scheme, although it applies to public protection, and I know there's a philosophical concern that we may want to discuss there. And the second insurance-like fund that I propose we consider putting under General Services Administration is a Crime Victims Fund, which is now administered by the Department of Justice, but sets up a statutory scheme. So in the first instance, if you're a motor vehicle accident victim and you don't have any way to pay your costs, now Motor Vehicles Division administers that insurance-like scheme. I think General Services ought to have it if they're in the insurance business. And the second, again, is the Crime Victim Reimbursement Fund, which, again, it's not exactly an insurance, but it's a fund set up to help victims of crime. And I'm suggesting we may want to consider giving that to GSA also, and removing that from the Department of Justice.
And you feel this bill could be the vehicle for that, Dick?
Well, it's the only one I've seen so far, and it deals with the responsibility of the lead state agency in terms of insurance, and the ideas may or may not be ones that people support or agree with, but I'm just raising the policy issues at this time.
Christy?
And then I think at some point we want to hear from Mr. Reid, whether that's today or later, on this larger issue of the relationship between General Services and SAFE.
I want to take a couple more weeks on this before we come back. Yeah.
I just want to say a technical thing relative to the Hannon Gross bill for everyone who has copies of it. The regular type are the General Services Amendments. The italic type are Representative Springer's Amendments. However, on page 14, Representative Springer's Amendments involve a number of pages at the end of the bill. And I forgot to write at the top of them. I just attached those pages. So it's actually 14B. Page 14B, from that point on, is our Representative Springer's language. And it doesn't say that anywhere, but for your information, you may want to make a note of that.
I'll go right after we get through here.
Nope, that's it.
14B.
Mm-hmm.
14.
Okay, I hope that you understand what our problem is, because I don't think you want us to act hastily on this, losing on the floor, losing on the Senate. Let's get it clean here. And so I would suspect in the next couple of weeks, we will get back this bill, 2 or 3 weeks, and that's not going to hurt you anyway. Secondly, you can tell the administrator that I will work to get 2158 back off the table so that we can give it, hopefully we can come to an agreement and we can get it out and onto the floor, because I do think you need some flexibility in dealing with this real property. Are there any further comments before I close hearing on 2152? If not, the hearing is closed on 2152. That is the last of the bills that we are seeing today. If there's no other comments or further issues, we are adjourned.